Fred Hogan, Ward 6 Councilor, City of Lynn, is joining us here on MSO News Sports. And Fred, welcome. Thanks so much for taking some time to join us.
How are you doing? Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to sit down with you, Bill, and answer questions about the City of Lynn.
All right. Well, Fred and I crossed paths many years ago when he was doing a lot more coaching than he is right now. Very successful coach on the North Shore and in basketball. And Fred, I want to maybe just start with a kind of a sports-related city council type of issue. I know the parks did some, there were some improvements in parks, and I know you, as a counselor, are very involved with parks, recreation, and so on. So is there any updates or anything you want to share with us about parks rec this summer or heading into the fall or moving ahead beyond that?
Absolutely. Ward 6 is about to get blessed with an amazing sports facility over at the McManus Field. The whole field is going to become a turf field. It's going to have multiple sports. It's going to have soccer and football, two full fields on that there with baseball and softball. So it's going to be one of the best sports complexes around. And at the same time, going on inside at Lynn Tech is they're getting a wooden floor and a brand new track inside the building also. So McManus Field, Lynn Tech is going to be a totally amazing place.
Oh, that's great to hear. I know the that field is certainly, it definitely can use some improvements. And again, that's the one adjacent to Lynn Tech along the railroad tracks. So obviously great news there. Anything else, Fred, you want to share about that? I mean, that's a lot, that's quite a bit right there.
Yeah, that money came from the ARPA money, that the federal money that we got. So my thing was always being a sports guy, I wanted to make an impact in my ward. And I fought with that there, and I worked with a lot of people to get this done, and we're getting it moving forward. It's actually very exciting because my thing was always going to other cities and towns and seeing multiple turf fields. We have Manning Field, which I didn't think was acceptable. So now we're going to have McManus Field with two more full-length football and soccer fields. So we'll be able to take some of the stress off of Manning Field. So it's actually going to be great. And then it's exciting times right now.
No, good point, and very thoughtful. Good idea. All right, another thing that's happened in Ward 6 is the pumping station. So tell us about that. When I think about that, I'm thinking of the flooding that has taken place, over the last decade in Ward 6. But there's more to it than that, correct?
Correct. Yeah, this is a CSO project. It's a combined sewer overflow project. What will happen? I work at the wastewater treatment facility on the Linway. When it rains very heavy like it does, the storm water will go out to the ocean and the sewage will come to us at the wastewater plant. So it's a sewer separation. But this pump station is going to be huge for that immediate area. It's going to pump down. There's actually a well there that's going to take on some of the flow before it builds up, and then we're going to pump it out of that there. So when this pump station is complete, it's going to help alleviate a lot of the flooding in the area. I'm not going to say it's going to solve it all because there's a lot of turns and things that have happened, but it's going to definitely pull a lot, so it would definitely help a lot with the flooding. And we're really excited because in my area, the Ward 6 area, we have a major flooding issue every time we get these torrential rainstorms. And this is very exciting for us. And me working at the wastewater plant, we're excited there too because it's going to take the flow. It's going to take the pressure off of our wastewater plant also. So it's exciting times in Lynn.
Yeah, so this pumping station, does that handle the storm water or the sewage flow or whatever?
Yeah, it'll actually pump everything over to us there at the wastewater plant and separation. So it'll do a little bit of both. It's going to be it's very exciting. So it's going to be a very good thing for our area.
All right, I want to talk to you. We talked about a couple of issues before we started, and one of them is development and how development is handled or is being handled or has maybe changed the way it is being handled in the city of Lynn. Tell me about that, because there's always development, and development always impacts neighbors and neighborhoods. And as a ward counselor, boom, you're right on the spot for that. So tell me about development in the city of Lynn as a Ward 6 counselor. What's the process?
When the new administration came in under Mayor Nicholson, he wanted to try to get the process a little better and put everyone together in one room. So he created a development team. So if there's a development going on in your ward, you go to a meeting with the whole development team, which would be Inspection Services, you know, the law department, the mayor's office, economic development. We'll all be in the same room, and the developer will pitch to us, the development team, and then we'll all be able to hear the same thing at the same time. So, you know, that's really huge because each ward has different things going on it, and then the ward councilor will be totally up to speed, and then I can take it back to my colleagues on the city council and explain to them what's coming our way for development and how it went over, and then there'll be a report coming out of the development team of, you know, we have questions that we ask them, we make sure that they're doing things the right way before they even make it by the development team. So I think, like I said, Mayor Nicholson has been great implementing that there, and everyone that I talk to is pretty happy now that we have this development team in place.
All right, and I also understand that the relationship between the council and the mayor is also pretty strong, going well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The mayor is very transparent. He calls us, myself, the only thing I had when Mayor Nicholson came in, I said, I just don't want to be the last one to know about something in my ward. I don't want to be able to not answer the question when people ask me a question. And he's unbelievable. He calls all the time if something changes. He's also very open with the council. He's transparent. We've actually got a lot accomplished together, and I like the relationship so far that's going on with the mayor, and if it keeps working this way, we're going to keep moving things forward for the city of Lennon, and that's what it's all about, is getting things done for our constituents and for the city.
All right, let's continue this discussion on politics. Now, the council, as I understand it, three members are leaving, all ward councilors. They are not seeking re-election come this fall. So tell me about that. What does that mean?
Yeah, Councilor Colucci, he's the dean of the council 31 years. You know, the people of Ward 4 have elected him for 31 years. It's going to be a big change, you know, with Councilor Colucci going out. There's some good candidates out there running for his seat. Also, Councilor Losey, who had 20 years. In Ward 1, he's going to be going out, so there's a big field of people going for his seat. And then one of my good friends, who is Rick Staubin, who's one of my mentors, he's going out, and you know, I'm really going to miss Rick Staubin. He sits right next to me on the council. If I have any questions for him, I always call him. He's a business owner. He's one of our best counselors. I'm really gonna miss Rick, but we're gonna have a lot of change coming to the council. You know, it's probably gonna be good change because there's gonna be new ideas coming in. We're gonna have a lot of energy from these new candidates or the new councilors that are gonna be sworn in January. So I'm looking forward to it because I embrace change. I embrace learning new things, and it's gonna be really exciting working with this new group.
Well, I noticed the item ran a story this week on Ward 1. Now, I actually didn't realize Wayne Losey had been there 20 years, but wow, time flies by. But now that he is leaving, there are six candidates, as I understand it, vying for that Ward 1 seat.
Yeah, that's a big field. And I'll tell you, these guys have been out there working. They've been everywhere. I've been to a lot of events. I see them all. They're all very nice people. And there's also a woman running also. And you know, and then just as of recently, Coach Jeff Newhall from St. Mary's put his hat in the ring. So, you know, Ward 1's going to have a tough decision up there. And like I said, whoever wins Ward 1, if they have any questions, they need any help from me as a ward council, I'll be happy to help whoever gets elected. Because my thing is when it comes down to it, they're going to be my colleague in the end. And no matter who I like or whatever, whoever gets elected, I'm going to work with them. Because like I said, we want to move our city forward. And the way we do that there is working together. And that's how it's going to be. And even though we don't agree on everything all the time, but we know we have to make progress in the city.
You know, I'm thinking, Fred, Jeff Newhall going to this city council. I mean, that's a lot of girls basketball coaches, current or former girls basketball coaches on the council, wouldn't you say, Fred?
Well,
meaning you're including yourself here on this, obviously. Yeah.
Right. Councilor Barton was a girls basketball coach, Ben English. Rest in peace, Buzzy. But myself, I coached Lindenhurst girls basketball also, and me and Jeff Newall actually used to really have a good rivalry when Lindenhurst and St. Mary's would go at it in the championship games of the Wolverine tournament. So, you know, one thing, you know, being a coach is we do have leadership skills, so it's definitely pretty good.
No, absolutely. And I'm just going to go. There are five city councilor at large seats. Buzzy Barton passed away during this past term. Nicole McLean, who was the next vote getter in the previous election, was, you know, the way the charter is, she moves up to that seat from not being in office to being in office. And so so all this councilors at large are also up in this fall too, right, Spread?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And the same thing, councilor at large is a good field there. And Nicole has hit the ground running. She's actually been a pleasure to work with as a colleague, and she's working hard. She's kind of a little disadvantaged. She has to run an election while learning to be on the council. That's kind of what happened to me when I got appointed my first year. Yeah. I had to run an election right away. But Nicole asks a lot of questions, and we help her, and she's moving right along. And like I said, there's some strong candidates running for councilor at large also, along with the four incumbents, including Nicole, which is Hong Nett, Brian LaPierre, and Brian Field. So like I said, it's exciting there too, because you know, you get a little change there too, and it's going to be pretty good for the city. So,
all right, I'm going to close out with one last question. One of the big news stories, I think, in the city of Lynn in the last couple of weeks has been the start of the Lynn Ferry. I won't call it the resumption, because it's a totally different package what's going on there now. Same ferry location, but that's a Ward 6 item, if you will. And I guess just a little reaction to you on how it seems like it's being very well received.
Absolutely. It's being very well received, but we have to keep the momentum. We have to keep the numbers up so we can keep the ferry. This is a two-year agreement. Like I said, Jim Cardell from EDIC has been great in all this here. The mayor, the state delegation, everyone stepped up to put their help in getting the ferry back, and this is amazing. We had a ferry night a couple of weeks ago. We had about 100 and some people go out on the ferry just to take a ride, just to feel it out one Friday night, and we did a round trip, and everyone loves it. The boat is actually beautiful. It's very fast. It gets there about between 25 and 30 minutes, so it's a very peaceful ride. It's very exciting. Also, EDIC extended the parking lot and made a bigger parking lot down there. So it's a very nice. And only thing, we don't have weekend service right now, but if we can keep the ridership up and show that there's a demand, we could try to request weekend service in the future. But the ferry is huge. It's huge for Lynn, especially with our MBTA station going under our repairs. This ferry has been huge, and we want to just keep the ridership up, and we want to keep it permanently. So, and that's going to be based on numbers, because the MBTA is based on numbers. So we want to keep those numbers high.
Yeah, you're right. It would be great to have, even if it's a diminished weekend service, some kind of service on the weekend out of there. But, you know, Fred, I got to tell you a story. So I was there for the very first ferry departure, 6 a.m., whenever that was, several weeks ago on a Monday. And the ferry left right on time, so that's good. That's a good sign, right? And a girl pulled up in the parking lot about 6:01, and the gate had been closed. And she said, "I just kind of wanted to take the ferry." And I said, "Well, looks to me like it's you just missed this one." But I think she's going to come back, or did come back, and probably ride it. But that's good news. Right on schedule, right, Fred?
No, absolutely. They are on schedule. They make sure they hold it to that schedule, and they depart and they are on time, and that's what's great. And everyone that I've talked to that's taking it now for work, they're very excited. They said it's actually a relaxing feeling before you go to work. Get off the boat, your mind's clear, you had your cup of coffee, and you go to work, and then you come home, and it's like a peaceful ride. And the parking lot has been cleaned up, so it looks very nice down there. And like I said, EDSC, Jim Cardell and his team has been great, and state delegation in the mayor's office along with everyone. So it's exciting times. Then again, bringing that ferry back to Lynn. So.
You know what I'm thinking? We did a post the very first day. I'll try to put a link up to that when this interview posts as well, just for the heck of it. But you are right, Fred, about the boat. It's a fantastic boat. I don't want to belabor this too much, but it's a nice boat. It's a very nice boat they have there.
Absolutely.
All right, Fred, anything else you want to share with us about the council or Ward 6?
No, it's just I'm running unopposed this time, but you know what? I tell people that I'm going to keep working hard for my constituents. It doesn't matter if I have an opponent or I don't have an opponent or if it's election year or non-election year. We're going to keep going full throttle for Ward 6. I tell people, you know, I do fight for my area extra hard. That's where I was elected. But I also do a lot of stuff citywide also, and I work well with the council, and this council works well together. So we want to just keep moving this forward, city forward, and just keep working hard for our constituents.
Well, Fred, despite all the heat we have, you have a lot of energy, and you're showing it here in this interview. So, Fred, thanks so much for your time.
All right, take care, and always a pleasure.
All right, take care, you too. Fred Hogan, Ward 6 City Councilor, City of Lynn, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.